Next application is case number 11526, the application of Richard M. and Elizabeth J. McQuail. Site is west of Route 1 Coastal Highway, east of Bayside Drive, and approximately 267 feet north of Oceanside Drive, being lot 41 within C-Town subdivision, with a 911 address of 36805 Bayside Drive, Fenwick Island, with a tax map ID of District 134, map 22, parcel number 80, requesting a variance from the front yard and side yard setback requirements. On this application, the request is for a 1.3-foot variance from the front yard setback requirement to allow an existing home and deck to remain, and a 0.2-foot variance from the side yard setback, allowing an existing deck above grade to remain. The house was built in the early 1980s. We have no letters of support, no letters of opposition, and we received no mail returns on this application.
Thank you, Mr. Lang. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Do you want to be sworn in, sir?
Can you state your name and address for the record?
My name is Barry Godfrey, 31C Trolley Square, Wilmington, Delaware. I'm a real estate broker for the state of Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Thank you, board members. I'm Chad Meredith with Hudson Jones, Jaywork, and Fisher, here tonight representing the applicant, Mr. and Mrs. McQuail, who are both out of town. With me is Barry Godfrey, who is a local realtor and represented them in this transaction. They actually purchased this home in 2013. Again, this is 36805 Bayside Drive in Fenwick. It's otherwise known and designated as lot 41 within C-Town subdivision. C-Town subdivision was originally platted in 1980, and there was also a set of restrictions put in 1980 when the subdivision was created. Those plots, which are of record, show lot 41 as being 60 feet by 125 feet. There's some significance as that I'll get to here shortly, and as we look at the surveys that I attached to the application. For the spirit of brevity tonight, with a storm coming on, I usually like to trace the title back a little bit. I'm going to shorten that up a bit here tonight. As I mentioned, the McQuails purchased this in 2013. There was some other conveyances in 2004, 2002, but of most importance was July 1981. I assume the developer, Hudson & Hudson, which was a Delaware partnership, conveyed the property to the Meadows, Johnny and Kathleen Meadows. Along with that, on the same date, the first building permit was issued, again, July 31st of 1981. So records suggest that the home was originally put up in 1981 and at worst probably finished in 1982. Again, this is done while the Meadows owned the home. There were numerous other building permits issued for things like sheds, extending bathroom closets, and other what seemed to me to be sort of minutia type of detail things associated with the home, and most of these were also done while the Meadows owned the home in the 90s and early 2000s. I've driven by the property, looked at the property and other properties within C-Town. C-Town looks to be fully developed. I didn't notice any glaringly open lots in my drive through the neighborhood, and as mentioned, this house built in 1981, very well, may have been one of the first put up. All these other homes seem, at least to the naked eye, to be fairly similarly situated. This house doesn't sit so far forward that it's an eyesore, that's for sure. As I mentioned, I submitted two surveys with the application, and in looking at those, one was done in 2002. That was the simpler surveying one, and then the other was done by Foresight in 2013. And then looking especially at the Foresight, since it's the newer one.
Excuse me, Mr. Meredith. Mr. Lank, do we have two surveys?
I have two here. One shows a survey by attached to the original by Foresight and a copy of a previous survey done by Semper that was done in 2002 for the Meadows when they were getting ready to convey the property to the Denaults.
I do have more copies if you'd like to pass them.
That would be great. Thank you.
Yeah, I think we're missing the 2002 one. So.
Yeah.
Mr. Meredith, did you submit this with the application? Did you?
Yes.
Yeah, there was, you should have been copied both. You have the newest one, you don't have the oldest one. Yeah, I just need two of them, they can share. I got that one. Thanks. Yeah, you should have gotten it in your packet.
No, they're not done, Mr. Knight. It's okay, but they're not. I'll share that with you, Brent. You and John can share.
I do have more, too.
It was, all right. Okay. Thank you.
I got one.
Share with John?
Yeah.
So, as I was saying, in looking at the Foresight Services, first of all, you notice that the front property line was measured at 59.75 feet. Now, as I mentioned, the plot originally put this lot at 60 feet, and if you take a glance at the Simpler surveying, you can see that Simpler, in 2002, located the two pipes at the front corners at 60 feet. So with this, whether it was a shift in sandy soil over time or just newer technology, these pipes have crept in to a quarter of a foot closer, which, of course, narrowed the side yard just enough, necessitating the 0.2 feet. You know, assuming that this plotted at 60 feet, I don't think we'd be here requesting the side yard setback. Looking towards the front of the house, Foresight located the front of the home 28.7 feet off the front property line, and the older, Simpler survey located it also within the front yard, 28.8 on one side and 29.2 on the other. As Mr. Lank mentioned, this deck that's shown on both of these surveys is above grade. It's a second-story deck. So turning briefly to the standards of relief, one, the property needs to be unique. This property has unique circumstances and conditions. As I mentioned, the home was built in 1981 and placed on a lot that was to be 60 feet wide. However, this new survey has shown the lot as 59.75 feet wide at the front property line. There's an exceptional practical difficulty and undue hardship due to this condition. Be great costs needed in order to move the home back the 1.3 feet to comply with the front yard and the deck the 0.2 of a foot back in order to comply with the side yard, with little to no benefit to the neighboring properties, which are all similarly situated. Two, the possibility of development. The property is already developed and the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. Otherwise, the home and deck will have to be relocated. This difficulty wasn't created by the applicant. Again, these things were done in the early 1980s, and the applicant purchased, basically inherited the property with these encroachment issues. The effect on the surroundings, the variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. Again, it's fully developed, and many of the other homes seem to be similarly situated. The variance will not substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use for development. Again, everything is built up and, at least to the naked eye, similarly situated. The variance also will not be detrimental to public welfare, as the condition and home have existed as it currently sits for several years. The extent of the variance represents the least modification possible to the regulations at issue. So the request for the 0.2 of a foot is all that's needed to afford relief from the 10-foot side yard setback. Likewise, the 1.3 request for the front is all that's needed to afford relief from the 30 feet. And also, the variance is necessary in order to afford relief. As I said, these things have been in existence for quite some time, and we're here seeking relief from them tonight. And Mr. Godfrey, just a few quick questions.
Sure.
Mr. Godfrey, if you could, let the board know your occupation.
Real estate broker in the state of Delaware. Member of Sussex County Board of Realtors for 12 or 15 years and broker for 29.
And then you've answered my second question. So you've been doing this for 29 years and
yes.
In Sussex County,
yes.
You said for 12, I believe. And are you familiar with the subject property and the surrounding area?
Yes, I am. I actually grew up in Sussex County near Dixboro, so I've been in the area for a long time and I know the properties.
And were you listening to the statements and facts, circumstances of the home as I just presented?
Yes, I was.
If I were to ask you whether what I said was true and accurate, would you agree?
That's correct.
Lastly, given your knowledge of real estate area in this market, would you say the home and deck, as they currently sit within the front and side yards, adversely affects values of neighboring homes?
No.
Thank you.
Sorry.
That's all I have, unless there's any questions.
All right. Let's see. Are there any questions from members of the board? I'll start with you, Mr. Hudson.
It appears from the two different surveys that the deck may have been changed from the first survey to the second. However, it's very minimal change as far as the variance is concerned. I see that anyway, but
I didn't notice a change, but
from the southeast corner or sideline. However, it like I say, is a very minimal change from the fronts, from the front part of the sideline. So, yeah, I guess it's a moot point anyway.
Yeah.
I've made the deck bigger.
That includes part of the deck, it looks like, on the
front. Is here?
This is the one.
The
big includes.
Well, here.
Talk about that, the deck came to.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah, I see what you're saying.
Looks like part of the deck may have been enclosed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Second drawing.
Yeah.
Yeah, looks like there's a difference. That's what we were looking at.
Yeah, I don't know if that's part of, actually, to me, it looks like part of the home was that back corner was
closed in.
Was closed in, yeah.
Looks to be from what we were looking at.
Yeah.
They look like two different surveys. Because if you notice the deck on the side closest to Coastal Highway doesn't look as deep, so
it's deep, yeah.
It's probably just a matter of interpretation. Or some sand shifting.
Yeah, the deck seems to be located the same. It does look like the structure itself may have changed.
In or something on that side of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay. Mr. Wharton?
No questions.
Mr. Miller?
No questions.
And I have no further questions.
Gentlemen, for the record, there's on the corner just not down the street from the site, there was a variance for side and rear in 2007. Across from the site on parcel number 66. There was a variance, but that related to the flood requirements, and that was done in 87.
Okay.
All there was in that immediate area, other than the rest of the subdivision, I don't have any record.
All right. Thank you for that, Mr. Lank.
Mr. Lank, I got a question. I see we've got Bayside Drive as the front yard, and Coastal Highway looks like it butts up to the rear. I presume that this is one that the county, the planning zoning is determined it's not a three lot.
There's a 2 foot wide common area separating the lot from the
coastal
highway.
Ah, gotcha.
So it became a rear with a 2 foot buffer.
That was smart thinking.
We don't do that anymore. We got away from that one.
Okay. Any further questions?
No question.
Okay. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Sir, do you both want to? Sir, are you in opposition also? Do you wish to speak?
Yes, I'll let him speak.
Oh, you're letting him? Okay, come on up front then, sir, please. And you need to be sworn in.
Please state your name and address for the record.
Fred Wetzelberger, 36782 Bayside Drive, Fenwick Island, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Thank you.
And you're in opposition to this application?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
My name is Fred Wetzelberger. I'm the president of the board of the Seatown Homeowners Association, which also makes me the chair of the Architectural Control Committee for the community. Our community consists of 45 lots. And One of the issues that we've had over the years are these side yards for different reasons, not as much for variances, but half of our community sits on the Little Ass Woman Bay front, the other half sits on the coastal highway side. The sight lines on the side yards are very important, so we're always struggling with landscaping, height of bushes, trees, shrubs, to keep the sight line. If you live on the bay side, you like the sight line out to the highway and over to the ocean. If you live on the ocean side or the highway side, you like the sight line out to the bay. So we try to work through any issues so that we can keep those sight lines for everyone. We did have a side yard setback issue some years ago. The owner's name was Hertz at the time. I'm not sure of the lot number. I meant to try to look through the file today to see if I could find it. They built a deck and a stairwell in a side yard setback. We actually litigated the matter successfully in court here, and they had to remove the encroachment to meet the side yard setback requirement. So the association, the owners, they're led by the board, feel that the side yard setbacks are very important, and we would encourage you to deny the side yard setback. The side yard setback as it exists currently is easily rectified. This is the original house in the community. The fellow that originally owned it, Meadows, was I call him a tinkerer. He was constantly doing things to this house. Some I would be surprised if they were permitted looking back, but that was the old Wild Wild West days when the Hudsons were the developers and he was the first house. Someone did pick up on the difference in the two surveys on the deck. Mm-hmm. I'd be curious if Mr. Lang went back and looked at that section, if that was ever permitted, what they did. Nonetheless, you know, once the association came in control from developer control, we've tried to enforce these setbacks and make sure that they're adhered to. The encroachment could be a survey issue or a pipe issue with sand. It could be any of those things. But the bottom line is exists, and the board is aware of it. It appears to us, though, from information we had, that the new owner was also aware of it prior to settlement on their house, that there were these variances, and decided to settle on the house anyway. We were not aware of them directly until this proceeding was laid out for tonight. That side yard can be rectified easily with a saw or something easy. Remove that rail, move that deck in a little bit, and we would adhere to not only the county requirements, but also our association requirements. The front yard setback presents a number of issues. The board and the ownership don't want to be unreasonable here and working with a problematic issue for any owner. Even though it appears this owner was aware of it prior to the time that he took conveyance of the property at settlement. The issue that we have when we look at the surveys and from just fundamental measuring we're doing in the field is the survey appears to be done to the garage level below, but above the bayside drive extends out another 12 to 14 inches. It has like an overhang because it's a living room above. So the encroachment is farther, we believe, than what the survey shows. Now, what's reasonable? I mean, this, you guys have the tough job here. I mean, to make someone remove the front of their house is difficult at best. It's been done. We've seen it done many times up the highway on Route 1 where this body and the courts have had people remove things. And in our own community, we had the side setback encroachment removed. So we know it can be done. We're reasonable people. The one of the issues, though, with this particular owner is immediately after settlement has come to the board, and I have some emails here if you need that information, interested in raising this house up, raising it another floor. So in both of these variances, if you decide to grant both, then we would strongly urge you not do the side yard. But in both of the variants, our concern is if you grant the variance, we want it conditioned that if you do, that they cannot continue the variance vertically from where it currently sits. Because that would create more of an obstruction for neighbors on all sides in the community. And so that's what we're here about tonight. Now, I can get into some things that the attorney talked about, undue hardship. In my mind, there's not an undue hardship on either one of these. It could be an expensive one on the front yard. but I don't believe it's an undue hardship. While it wasn't created by the applicant knew about it prior to settlement is the information that we have. The character of the neighborhood, they're all similarly situated. There's no other home in the neighborhood that the board or anyone else has made us aware has any front or side yard encroachments. So it is against the character of the neighborhood the way we look at it. It is not similarly situated. Public welfare, well, for the general public, I guess it doesn't make a difference, but for the owners that have an investment and live and vacation in C-Town, it is their welfare to have proper sight lines, and that's the purpose of side yard setbacks. So we do believe it is an adverse effect on the neighborhood. We want to be reasonable. You know, we trust your judgment on the front yard, even though we believe the variance is more than the applicant has actually requested and the application is flawed. That said, if you do the front yard or the side yard, we don't want them to allow to continue that variance vertically if they decide to either raise the house up or to add another floor.
If we were to approve this tonight, it would only be for what's existing. If they wanted to make any changes in the future, and those changes, even sitting on that same footprint, if the changes encroached, then they'd have to go through this procedure again.
But
I understand what you're saying. I just wanted to know that
the attorney's argument is we've got 1 foot in the door, now we've got to put the other, and they'll make that argument to you down the road. And I know you're much more experienced than I, but my experience at these is once a variance is granted, then it's hard to take it away. That was our issue when we actually spent quite a bit of money fighting the earlier one, is that, it's only a foot. But the next owner comes to me and says, well, I want to build out on this side yard, I want to build out 6 inches. Well, to him, we're only asking for 2 more inches than the last guy. And then you got a foot. Well, we're only asking, and you know how this goes. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're here today, is to just to, we want all of our owners to adhere to the architectural guidelines of the community and as well as the Sussex County laws. We want to be reasonable with them, and that's why I think it's not unreasonable to make them correct the side yard issue. And I count on your good judgment and experience on helping us on what we can do with the front yard issue, with the caveat that we believe your application is flawed in showing. I don't know what the law is. Do you only have to show the first, the encroachment only on one level or both levels, how it encroaches into this?
It'll be on any level except when it comes to a deck. If the deck were at the first floor level, they wouldn't be asking for a variance.
Right.
It's only because it's elevated to the second floor.
The second level does have a bump out to Bayside Drive in my eyeball measurement, because I couldn't reach up with that ladder to get to it, but 12 to 14 inches.
But the, for the benefit of the board and those present, the first survey, which was done in
2002,
shows a 28.8-foot front being the extreme of the two, the most requested variance. And this survey from this year, or this application site for 2013, shows a 28.7, one-tenth difference.
Right.
They're both using the same line of the structure that should be pretty accurate. You're saying it may encroach further.
Well, I think they're only taking the line to the garage level at the first floor, not the upper level, which bumps out over top of that gravel drive.
If that was the case, now why is the deck showing there? Because that's the second floor. That's on the second floor.
Right.
Do you have pictures or something that show where that is coming out of?
I don't.
Okay.
The deck.
Have you seen the survey?
I have. I have
okay.
Both in front of me.
All right.
The second one, if you see, it has like a little line here, which I thought may be the bump out on the above, but that's something I guess we'd have to ask the surveyor. But it appears that the survey only reflects the distance from the front yard property line to the lower level garage, not to the upper level living room.
And how far out does that, you say that upper level living room sticks out?
About 12 to 14 inches.
But you don't have a survey to dispute that?
I do not, sir, no.
Is there a deck or anything that comes out up on that second floor in the front yard as well?
No, sir.
Okay.
And the other question you made reference to is that, and looking at surveys again, you have them in front of you, is a 10-foot side yard being extreme on next to lot 42, whereby the new survey, 2013, shows a 9.8, so there's a two-tenths difference between two surveys.
Right.
And sometimes we look at that as being technology.
I understand.
19, when the first survey was done in 02, it should have been pretty much the same, because it's back when, if it was 81 or something of that nature, when the house was first built, it could have been they pulled a tape.
If you look, though,
line of angle, but they may have pulled a tape or a chain. They used to call them chains. So
right.
Now they use lasers and everything right. in the world that would make a little different sense of what's really there.
We understand that, Ari. If you look, though, as the property line and as the setback of that deck goes from west to east, you can see how it expands out. And it's kind of the relation of how do-it-yourself, who was the original owner, was kind of a and I can see the measurement being off. Whether simpler is right or foresight is right, I'm not sure. But our job is the information we have, it's not in conformance with the community guidelines. That's what exists. And again, it appears that the owner knew that before they settled. So, our job, once we've been made aware, once this hearing was called, is to come before and say we would like to see our guidelines enforced.
Well, just for the record, the county does not enforce
restrictive covenants.
Covenants. And
I understand
the deed restrictions.
And that's why we end up having to, we had to litigate it to get it resolved.
But your covenants and deed restrictions as far as setbacks are the same as the county.
They're the same as
the
county.
Can't be any less.
That's right.
And the other thing I noted too on the survey is if you're new that the simpler survey of 2002 says it's 267 feet plus or minus to the center line of Oceanside Drive. And I'm just correcting myself. It says 256 on the foresight survey, but that's right. To the right of way. So there's a little difference.
Yeah. I went through those differences, and I don't know. You got to get a third surveyor to arbitrate.
But you would agree that the lot's supposed to be 60 feet wide.
Well, I only based by on design. Testimony from the attorney. If the attorney said that that's what
By design, it should have been 60, but it comes out to be a 59.87 or a 59.75.
Right. But I bought real estate that was represented as one thing, and then the survey said it's different. So,
how wide is that deck? You know?
No, I don't want to guess.
I mean,
I've been on it.
The one, the two tenths. I mean,
yeah. It's very small. There's two little chairs that sit out on it normally. It's very small. You couldn't put a chaise lounge on it.
You couldn't.
No.
How about the back too? Same way.
That's a little bigger in certain spots back there, as you can see from the simpler survey. This foresight survey kind of reflects it a little differently, but. There were some. I know that the original guy did a lot of different. It seemed like it was constant, and whether he got all the permits that he was supposed to, I don't know.
Well, technically, it appears that the decking, other than in the Route 1 side, appear to be the same on the Route 1 side back of the house, but it looks like there's been a 7-foot addition to the house on the deck on the Route 1 side.
Route 1 side.
And a set of stairs also.
Yeah, I recall at one point, I think it was part of it was enclosed, and then it wasn't, then some stairs. He was a tinker. He was always had something happening.
But those aren't before the board today, Mr. Lang.
No,
just picking that. I was just seeing the difference. We've been talking difference of the two surveys.
You think you really noticed the two tenths? They take it off?
That's not the point. It's... Tomato, tomato. Some people don't notice a tree hanging out in that setback on one lot, but the next lady on the next lot down said that tree's blocking my view of the ocean. And so that's why our job is to adhere to what our guidelines are fairly and equitably for all the owners. What someone notices and does. I live there year round. Nothing bothers me. I love living there. So. But we're there to enforce it equitably amongst everybody.
He's going to take that, I guess, the pole to hold the deck up. He's going to take that, move that over, or just
I don't think so. I think
it's like the facing board.
I think they got to move the rail in and shave the one part of the deck off. And since it's not it's the variance doesn't continue all the way down from west to east. It's a small section that this has to be done in. I may be overstating, but just looking at it, that's what it appears to me.
Okay. No other question?
No.
Mr. Mills, you have any other question?
Yes. It shows on the 2013 survey that the lot width is only 59.75 feet. Are all the other in the community, are all the other lots 60 feet?
I have no idea. I didn't even look at my survey before I came up tonight to see if mine matched what I was originally told.
And what would you do if you come to find out that yours was less than 60 feet or what it was supposed to
be? I'd be mad at somebody, but I'd be in the same boat.
And how would you feel if the homeowners association did not want you to have a variance?
Well, I can't talk out of both sides of my mouth. I mean, I was the guy that pushed for the litigation on the other, and I wasn't a board member at the time. To remove the encroachment, and the board followed through and did that and prevailed in that litigation. So if I was wrong, I'd have to take care of it.
Okay. Thank you. No other questions.
Okay. Mr. Sharp?
We got a couple.
Okay.
How would you focused heavily on the side yard of the deck. How would you propose fixing the front yard variance issue in an easy manner, because that looks like
it isn't an easy manner.
Over a foot of the house.
Yeah, it's not easy. I mean, the precedent is there for us to push that through the court system with the cases in the county, just in our area, that we believe we could prevail. What we're trying to do is be reasonable and count on the good experience of this body to help us through that process. We do not want to be unreasonable in our approach here, because from a sightline standpoint, it doesn't affect the neighbors, which we've talked to the neighbors on both sides and other neighbors in that immediate vicinity. That doesn't seem to be as much as a concern. Our concern is if they would get this variance without the contingency, they would try to elevate the variance if they went to another floor. That's a concern of ours. So it's a tough situation for us. We've never faced this before. We don't want to be unreasonable. It looks like the side yard can reasonably be handled. We count on your judgment on the front yard.
Your testimony, I just want to make sure I'm hearing this right, is that there are no sightline issues with the front yard variant, the front yard encroachment, but there is some sightline issues with less than 2 inches on
there's
the
sight line issues on both.
Oh, I thought you had
where there's sight line issues on both, but we are not comfortable in being in a situation of forcing an owner to remove that much structure to alleviate the issue. Now, if this board said the variance is significant enough that that's what they need to do, that would be your decision. And I'm not trying to toss the hot potato to you, but it's a neighborly. We're neighbors. We're trying to work as neighbors.
Well,
what
I'm hearing is that you're comfortable with the HOA. I'm sorry if I mischaracterize it, but the association not pursuing something for the removal of that front yard encroachment based on your own restrictive covenants, but you would piggyback if the county were to say you need to remove that front yard encroachment. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes.
Okay.
Am I hearing also that you're less objectionable to a granting of a variance only for the front and not the side and being reasonable?
That's correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Can I show you a picture? I think we have a picture of a house.
Okay.
I just want to verify if you can tell me if this is a house.
Yes, that's it. Yes, sir.
Okay. It appears, based on that, there is overhang, but that the measurement came from the overhang. But it lines right up with the front board of the deck, and that should be an accurate dimension, that 28.7.
Okay.
Or 28.7.
28.7.
It appears that they measured to that point, and that's why they're asking for it.
Okay.
Has this issue with this house been a problem in this community since it was constructed in 1981, where this front yard and side yard variances are?
Not to my knowledge, no.
So it's never been a complaint raised to the Architectural Review Committee or the board that you're aware of?
No, sir.
Okay.
Okay, any further questions?
Is there anyone complaining about the side yard sight line as it is now?
Not currently, no, sir.
It's the board, HOA.
Yes. Owners called us when they got the notice, particularly, excuse me, the surrounding owners, and they said, we, you know, what's going on here? We're concerned about it. And again, I go back to, even though no one's complaining now, it sets a precedence in our community that if you get 4 inches, the next one comes in for 6, comes in for 12. I know Mr. Lank knows this full well, and that's our concern. So we feel we need to be very strict. And again, the person we took to court before was actually a lawyer, and it became very expensive. But we felt, and the ownership there supported that, felt that these setbacks needed to be adhered to, particularly the side yards, because, again, it's the back and forth views that are important in this community.
Okay.
Let me understand. You just said a while ago that none of the neighbors around it complaining about it?
No, they called us. They weren't aware of it. Like, we weren't aware that there was actually a violation and encroachment that existed.
So that now, and they are upset about that. What that means?
Well, they asked us to, the feedback that we got from them is, should we go to this meeting, should we light, or will the board and the architectural committee, which the board is, go to the meeting to represent us on this issue? We said, yes, we will do that.
So it's 3 or 4 people that are against that then? More of that, more than that?
Again, I always hate to say they're against the neighbor. They're not against the neighbor. They just want the guidelines and the covenants for our community enforced.
Okay.
They always look to us to enforce the covenants.
They understand that it's only 2 tents?
Yes, they do.
Okay.
And be honest with you, the feedback was, can't they just cut that off, remove it, and take care of it, and so we don't have an issue?
What's the issue? What's the response on the front yard variance? I mean, that's the greater area variance.
Less objectionable, as long as it doesn't.
It's less
lead to a future problem.
Because right. When you're looking at the front of that house and the picture show, you're just looking at it. So it's the driveway and the house. If you look at the houses on either side, and I guess I should have taken some pictures, but it's not that makes a difference where their house is located in relation to this. Plus, this house sits lower; it's the original house, so it's only really a one floor with the underneath. The other houses are 3 floors, and so they look over top of this house, actually. So they're not, that's why the vertical encroachment was important, particularly the one next door neighbor, because if he builds up, and then now you're taking a foot and a half or whatever the measurement was, 1.3, now you're, and so I want that enforced. It's a nice community. We, in general, get along pretty well there, and it's an older community, it's a mature community. And they want to be good neighbors, but on the other hand, they want the covenants enforced, which puts the board in, you know, in this particular case, a very difficult situation.
It's going to cost the owner quite a bit of money for the front setback.
That's right. It would appear that it would, and that's what
that picture looks like. It's going to cost him some money just to get that.
Right. You got windows and.
Yes.
Quite a bit.
Yeah.
Would you dispute that it's probably been in its present location since 1981? Is there any, I know you had mentioned the guy was tinkering, but
I couldn't say that because he really, you know, when it was under developer control he was constantly messing with that thing. And then I know he's had, you know, the highway deck change, I know was, I don't know, 17, 18 years ago that he messed with that. So I couldn't answer that truthfully and know the answer.
Okay. Thank you.
Was it altered or was it maintained? New deck. I mean, he gets the salt air flow from the ocean on that side,
yeah.
On the ocean side, Route 1 side, and it could have just been repaired.
Could have been.
Yeah. Do you believe most of the changes to be side and rear as opposed to front?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Underneath.
Right.
Yeah, adding things underneath.
Any further questions? Excuse me. Hearing none then. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Yes, sir.
Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none.
Mr. Chairman, I don't know if the applicant's attorney or applicant wanted to respond. I know we've heard some opposition.
I think the board pretty much dealt with everything he brought up. Again, this is just to keep everything as is. Right now, they're not seeking to build up, and even if they did, they would have to be back here or build within the setbacks, as pointed out. I also have a Google Maps image, which I'll gladly pass around. This is Bayside Drive. The home is highlighted, and, 0.2 feet isn't that much, as would be guessed, and just looking at this, it looks, there's still quite a bit of sight line in between this house and the neighboring house. I'll just pass this Google image around for whatever it's worth.
Okay. Everybody's here. Okay. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
Okay, Chair, then now we'll entertain a motion.
Chairman, I make a motion we take case number 11,526 under advisement.
Sorry, second that motion.
Sorry.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we take case number 11,526 under advisement. All those in favor of that motion?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Excuse me, the case has been taken under advisement. What that means, you made your decision. Made here later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you can call the office in the morning after 9.